Gilman City with an awfully busy stretch with a makeup game with Breckenridge. It'll be tonight. East Harrison is going to be on Friday night. Then they have the HDC basketball tournament that'll begin on Saturday. And Adam Clark's head basketball coach of the Gilman City boys team. It's been a fairly busy stretch, you know, even before that, because you had your tournament, had a couple games who were back-to-back right before your tournament. And, you know, as I guess fortune would have it, also, and I don't know if Gilman City's boys team had to go through it or not, but boy, we had a ton of schools. I just assume that, you know, basketball programs were affected too, but there was a ton of sickness. At that period of time or in this stretch of time, how bad did it affect Gilman City?
Well, it affected our elementary pretty heavily. I think we had several kids gone there on a couple 2 or 3 day stretch, and we've had it strung out here a little bit longer than that for basketball teams, with one or two gone here and there, and just a couple kids playing under their not as best conditions for themselves. So especially for our boys team, I think there was about a week stretch where it just felt like Cornelius Peary wasn't playing at the top of his game, and you could tell he just wasn't feeling the greatest. And we had two or three other guys battling it too. So yeah, it was a tough stretch for us there, and we had a lot of ball games and our own tournament. So I think we feel like we're back on track, and we've got most of our guys feeling healthy again, and played some pretty decent ball.
Okay, the first game of that stretch was against Winston, though, and Winston is just an extremely difficult matchup because they're just so quick, and boy, they're just on you defensively.
Yeah, you said it exactly right. They're just all over you defensively. You don't get a chance to relax. They just constantly put you in a state of emergency and see if you'll make mistakes, and then they capitalize on them. And so then on the offensive end, it's the same deal. You can't take a break on defense, and they've got so many weapons that they can shoot from the outside, they can dribble penetrate, and they, you know, execute very, very well. So that's probably why they're ranked as what they are in the state. They're an excellent ball club.
Okay, North Harrison was not a win for you the next night, but it was a closer game, and a North Harrison team that has made significant strides to this point.
Yeah, Coach Minley's got them playing pretty good ball. You know, they take care of the ball. You know, they're a solid club. They don't do a lot of flashy things, but they make sure that they don't give you a lot of extra opportunities to capitalize. So it was one of those nights where we didn't look very good offensively. We didn't shoot the ball very well, but we still had opportunities. But, you know, it started off in the first quarter. North Harrison just had an excellent first quarter. They were able to score and hit some buckets, and it felt like an uphill battle for us after that. And like I said, you know, they did what they needed to do to beat us. They took good care of the ball.
Next up was East Harrison, and East Harrison in the quarterfinal game. You know, I kept thinking probably 50-50 games and a few of those in the first round of the tournament, but certainly that mid-seed game with East Harrison. There you got two players that are pretty difficult matchups to try to defend, and then they try to get along with those two kind of leading them. But I would say those two players are dangerous or are good enough to make them a dangerous team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was an excellent matchup for us. You know, they have the Claycomb boy and the Roberts boy are excellent players for them. They can score and create for themselves, but also they look for each other really well. Their post players are big-bodied players, and so that helps them out around the basket, getting some rebounds and some putbacks. So we did a pretty good job. I thought we got out early and played some decent basketball and hit some shots. Had a couple-point lead on them at halftime. I think we were up maybe 8. Stayed around that through the third. We got up as much as 10 in the fourth, forced their hand to go pressing on us. We got a little nervous at it. Didn't take care of the ball as good as I wanted us to do late in the game. But when it came down to it, Gage Berry stepped up for us late in the game and hit some key free throws to seal the win for us.
Next was Pattonsburg in the semifinal. Pattonsburg wins 60-39. You'd already played them. Now, it was a while ago. Played them back in December at your place and played them a really tight game. Looked like they got away a little bit more this time. Now, I don't know if that came later in the game or not, though.
Well, honestly, this was, you know, a game where I feel like we didn't show up to play very well. And Pattonsburg have definitely polished their game since the last time we had played them. They came out and, you know, they got after us pretty early, had some pretty good pressure man defense. Their second quarter, they were lights out. I think they hit three threes and got to the free throw line as well. So they got out pretty early and maintained their lead, and we had to play from behind and just couldn't catch a spark to get going. And we did our best to try and put some pressure on them late, and we just had too big of a hole by then.
Had Northeast Nottoway in the consolation round and another close game. And you've had a few of those. You've had several close games that you just haven't won this year. I would say with Northeast Nottoway, though, if you looked at their raw athletic depth, that's about as deep a group as what you've seen this year.
Yeah, they have a lot of kids. They rotate in and out of the game to their benefit. Like you said, they just have talent that they can go several deep, and it doesn't drop off very quickly. They can count on their subs to come in and give them excellent minutes to maintain their level of play. I thought we played pretty well that night ourselves. We even had it down to 2 points at the start of the fourth quarter. But when the fourth quarter came around, you know, they took care of business at the free throw line. I think they hit probably 6 out of 8 free throws down the stretch when they really needed to, was able to maintain control of the ball and burn up some clock. And in that situation, our boys are, you know, you're at the end of the game and you're tired from working all game, and, you know, it's difficult. So they did what they needed to do, and we did our best to try and stay there, but just didn't get that spark at the end of the game we were looking for.
But as you mentioned, you are still playing pretty good basketball at this point. I would assume Tuesday's game was one of the reasons why you could say that, because there you got, you know, what's been all rare thing this year, got a comfortable victory.
Yeah, I think we started playing the basketball I was wanting to see against Northeast the week before in our tournament, and we brought it again this week against Grundy County, and our defense really stepped up and produced for us. We were able to provide get ourselves some transition layups out of our pressure defense. The boys were able to limit the second chance shots that Grundy County got, and we shot pretty well too, I feel. The only quarter we didn't score in double digits was the fourth quarter, and I think the starters probably played the first 2, maybe 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. So it was a good night all around. I thought everybody got a lot of good minutes, and we played really well as a team.
All right, I know when you constructed the basketball schedule this season, the one thing you did was you bumped up number of games, which Gilman City really needed to do, because they had a lot more of a fragmented schedule. Last year you had several several stretches where you had multiple days off before you played games, so you were going to make that a lot more consistent. And then the weather could care less whether you wanted to make it consistent or not, and you wanted to get those games in. So what it's created now is back-to-back-to-back with the final one of those, the tournament game. But, I guess the end product of practicing basketball is playing games, so you really need to get them in.
Right. We I've been working here 3 years now, and we've finally been able to fill our schedule. And like you said, the weather's just come in here and kind of played a little havoc with us. But also, like you said, that it's that time of the year where you want to play basketball and you don't want to be practicing all the time. It's nice to get in some practices, or at least one before most games. But at the same time, you should be ready at this time of the year just to step on the floor and play. So that's what we get to do for the next 3 days, is play basketball every day. And so we're going to see how well it works for us.
It's Adam Clark, he's head basketball coach of Gilman City.